Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2483. Is that sports drink really necessary for your workouts? By Nikki Bezant of lesmills.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course. And with that, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Is that sports drink really necessary for your workouts? By Nikki Bezant of lesmills.com. When it comes to choosing something to quench our thirst, the choices these days go far beyond the simple water or juice. Check the fridge at your local cafe, and you'll likely find iced tea, kombucha, coconut water, energy drinks, vitamin water, the list goes on. Choosing what to drink during and after a workout can be tricky too. Something we may often reach for is a sports drink. It's for sport, we tell ourselves. It must be what we need, right? Sports drinks are sophisticated products into which drink companies pour a great deal of research, development, and dollars. It's a high-tech and lucrative business. One 2015 report found 60% of U.S. adults drink sports drinks, whether they're exercising or not. Sports drinks are formulated for athletes engaged in long, high-intensity training and sports sessions to allow them to quickly rehydrate and recover. When athletes are exercising intensely for an hour or more and sweating a lot, rehydration is really important. Sports drinks have been shown to delay fatigue and improve exercise performance in these circumstances. The carbohydrate in the form of sugar in these drinks is a quick source of energy and helps the gut absorb water. Electrolytes such as sodium and potassium replace what's lost in sweat, and sodium helps with rehydration too. Pro athletes then need their hydration options. Is a sports drink what we need after a big gym workout or a tough game of tennis? The answer, according to the experts, is probably no, and the evidence seems to support this. One study looked at healthy men and compared the effects of water, coconut water, and a sports drink after 60 minutes of dehydrating exercise on a treadmill. It found all drinks were equally as effective for rehydration. A 2012 article concluded that despite many studies, the evidence for any benefit from sports drinks is limited, and the drink industry has used its marketing to influence advice about dehydration and rehydration more than the evidence has. For everyday exercisers, sports drinks may actually be doing more harm than good, giving us calories and sugar we don't need. This appears to be the case for kids and teens, with whom sports drinks are popular. A 2014 study found that young people who consumed one or more sports drinks each day gained more weight over a 3-year period than their peers. Sports drinks are usually high in sugar and energy, necessary for those elite athletes, but not for an average person, or, for that matter, an average gym goer who's in danger of consuming more calories than their workout is burning off. Some sports drinks can contain 10 or more teaspoons of added sugar, more than what's recommended we consume in a day. It's easy to overestimate how much energy we're burning with exercise. If weight loss is a goal, we're better off not undoing all the good work we've done by reaching for a sports drink. Beverage companies are now recognizing this issue. They're releasing zero-calorie versions of popular sports drinks. These contain the electrolytes of their sugar-containing counterparts, but are made with artificial sweeteners instead of sugar. But the jury's out on whether these have any advantage over water. Artificial, or non-nutritive sweeteners as they're known, are well-studied additives which haven't been shown to be dangerous to health. But there is emerging research that they may have an effect on gut bacteria, altering it in such a way that we're more inclined to gain weight. It seems despite all the options, water is still the most recommended post-workout drink. It's easily accessible and mostly free too. Some sports nutritionists are also keen on milk as a post-training drink. Milk contains both the carbohydrate and protein necessary for muscle repair and recovery after an intense workout. A Canadian dairy industry group recently launched a Powered by Chocolate Milk campaign to promote chocolate milk as a sports drink, using prominent athletes as chocolate milk ambassadors. Again, probably not necessary for most of us after a gym class, but worth considering after long, intense exercise. Water is still the most recommended post-workout drink. And the next frontier in sports drinks development? Nootropic drinks, drinks designed to boost brain health and mental performance. Originally developed for esports gamers, these types of drinks are likely to cross over into traditional sports, where mental energy and focus can make a real difference to performance. So far, the hype outweighs the evidence of any benefit, and there's not been enough research on them to know if there's any harm. So watch this space. Workout hydration, what you need to know. 1. Despite all the options, water is still the most recommended post-workout drink. 2. Sports drinks are usually high in sugar and energy, necessary for elite athletes, but not average exercisers. 3. Some sports drinks contain up to 10 teaspoons of added sugar. 4. Zero-calorie sports drinks are made with artificial sweeteners instead of sugar, but the jury's out on whether they're any better than water. And 5. Some recommend milk as a post-training drink. Milk contains both the carbohydrate and protein necessary for muscle repair and recovery after an intense workout. You just listened to the post titled, "Is That Sports Drink Really Necessary for Your Workouts?" by Nikki Bezant of lesmills.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. The American College of Sports Medicine would completely agree with today's author, Nikki. The American College of Sports Medicine has a team of scientists that reviews research on trends like sports drinks, for example. Then, based on published studies and the quality of those published studies, the team of scientists makes conclusions and recommendations. And when it comes to sports drinks, they agree that non-athletes likely don't need them during or after a workout. Water is the best for rehydrating the body. And if you want the body to absorb that water more quickly, some studies have found that drinking cold water instead of, say, room temperature water may do just that. So for most of us, we can save our money and feel confident that the water we're drinking after our workouts will rehydrate us perfectly. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for being here and sharing this show with someone. That's one of the best ways to keep all of our podcasts going. Now, I'll be back here tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.